Good morning. You're listening to 90.7 KBOO Portland. Coming up next, it's Air Cascadia. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11, the Dirtbag talks about cover crops, harvesting, storing squash, and planting for the fall, plus your gardening questions. KBOO keeps you informed, and we want you to get involved. Go to kboo.fm and click on Donate to become a member.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certifications requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, unless otherwise noted. The events committee meets the third Thursday of each month at 6 p.m. Please call 503-231-8032 to verify if a meeting is being held.
KBOO Portland.
Cascadia, today is Wednesday, September 13th, 2017. And we've been through now some clear and irrefutable evidence that climate change is not coming in some distant future world. Indeed, it is on us, and virtually nothing is being done. It's like if you're driving towards a cliff, somebody says, hey, you're driving towards a cliff, better stop, better turn around, and you just slow down, but you're still driving towards a cliff. That's been the response thus far. In other words, nothing. It's just a slower nothing. And it's definitely, we're barreling down that lost highway. Today, of course, is Wednesday, September 13th, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio, your whistleblower radio, your single payer radio, and of course your fake news radio, because where would America be without fake news? Well, I've I guess would be in Europe, probably. Weather for today, it is, let's see, we've got for Wednesday, partly sunny with a high around 72, which is nice and refreshing. And tonight, partially overcast skies, lows around 54. Thursday, tomorrow, again, a bit of sun and a high near 74 for tomorrow night. It lows around 52. So the temperature is getting down there at night. We're going to be speaking today, of course, with Dr. Margaret Flowers. And as many of you know, the question of single payer has been brought up again. Bernie Sanders this time is proposing the obvious answer to America's medical woes, and that would be to extend existing services to everyone, since we already have the architecture in place, and it would be far, far less of a drain on our resources. So if we explain it to Donald Trump and the rest of his cabinet, it might be best to take the belligerent tack and just say, well, look now, if we have single payer, it will be less expensive, so there'll be more money, so you can fight more wars and so forth. You can spend years in Afghanistan, for example. Don't we all want to? I don't want to go spend years in Afghanistan. I know I do. That said, we have, as we said before, evidence across the country that our climate is not what it once was. And we also have evidence that Americans are getting sicker. Mortality rates are increasing across the board, especially, of course, in communities of color, people who are not benefiting from America's amazing success on Wall Street. And Dr. Margaret Flowers is with us today to talk about single payer, Bernie Sanders' idea, and how that is likely to be welcomed. Good morning. Good morning, Margaret. So good to have you back.
Thank you, Chris. Good to talk to you.
And yes, so Bernie Sanders' timing, is this simply internal to it would have been this time no matter what, or does Sanders have any particular intent behind introducing this bill at this particular time?
Well, I think what's interesting is that in the beginning of the year, he was not going to introduce the bill, but because of grassroots pressure, he was pushed to do that. Mm-hmm. And so he agreed to, but he wanted to wait until after kind of all of the, you know, business was going on with the Republicans trying to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. So in August, he promised that he would introduce his legislation in September.
Yeah.
And he is doing that as promised. We haven't read the text of the legislation yet. We've met with his staff to talk about what's in it. And it's very exciting that he's introducing this and that we now have a Medicare for All bill in the Senate. And we also have our gold standard bill, H.R. 676, in the House. There are a few, there's some things that are really great about it in terms of including everybody and pretty comprehensive benefits. There are also some things that we're going to need to push him on to make sure that it's the best bill that it can be.
What are you going to be pushing him on?
A few of the things are, so he is excluding long-term care from being covered under this Medicare for All system. H.R. 676 not only includes long-term care, but it has a specific director who oversees that, and we prioritize, in-home care and community-based care. We're getting a lot of pushback from our supporters at the Health Over Profit campaign, who just say that long-term care, the way it is right now, is very inadequate, and that needs to be included. Another thing is allowing investor-owned facilities to continue to operate. H.R. 676 doesn't allow them to do that. And the final, of the big concerns is that he would transition into the new system over a four-year period. And that, we feel, you know, just gives time for it to be much more complicated and for there to be problems and for that to be used to undermine the system.
Yeah, I know. It seems so ridiculous that would be included in the bill. This, of course, would be to mollify the elements in the Republican Party. It seems to be extraordinary that they cannot see being so profit motivated that Republicans don't understand the healthcare delivery system in America sufficiently to realize it is to everyone's, it's to their benefit too. There are so many questions. Sanders, and then did Sanders expect this to go through? As it is, or will there be some horse trading over elements of H.R. 766?
Well, that always happens in legislation in Congress.
What is he willing, do you think, to give up here in order to get this thing progressed through the legislature?
Right. Yeah, you know, and I can't speak to what Senator Sanders would be willing to give up or not give up, but I want to underscore that this is happening, and there are already 16 senators who have signed on to it because of significant grassroots pressure and a groundswell. And so this is very exciting, and there is momentum building now for a single-payer system in the United States. But we as activists are going to have to remember that our role is to be educated about, you know, what's in the legislation, to be very clear about what we want to see in the healthcare system going forward, and all the way through to be very vocal and, you know, pressure our senators and Congress members to put forward the best system that we can, you know, have. And then even after that, we'll have to defend it. So it's important for us to just, you know, be able to flex our activist muscles all the way through this to make sure that we get a really high quality system.
That's good news, because a lot of times people, especially during this Trump regime, feel like that efforts fall on deaf ears, and that what role activism really plays. And to hear that, and to really understand that it is grassroots pressure that is behind the emergence of this bill, whatever shape it takes in the end, is again, it's up to us, isn't it? Because we are pushing and pushing, some momentum going. Bernie Sanders, of course, sensitive to details and the sort of zeitgeist in all its shapes and forms, launched this effort again. And this is the right time, of course, and this is the right place. We'll see what happens. What, and any final thoughts on this that you'd like to leave people with, and resources to go to, of course?
Sure, thank you. Just that, you know, it is exciting that we're in this phase now where we can really fight for this, and that this is where the energy is going. If people want to get involved and learn more, they can check out healthoverprofit.org. We're going to be looking at the text of the legislation when it's available this afternoon, and analyzing that and putting that out for people so we can make recommendations on how to proceed. And work on your Senator Wyden. Get him on board. He's not there yet.
Isn't that remarkable? I have questions about that myself. Thank you so much, Dr. Flores. It's always a pleasure to speak with you, especially at this extraordinary nexus. It turns out America might actually have a history after all. Thanks for being with us. My guest, of course, has been Dr. Margaret Flores. This has been EchoScadia for Wednesday, September 30, 2017. And engineering for today, Derek Cooks, also the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. Thanks for that, Derek. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of KBOO at the Clinton, Thursday, September 21st at the Clinton Street Theater in Portland. This month, KBOO at the Clinton will be featuring the documentary, I Am the Blues. I Am the Blues highlights the last original Blues Devils, many in their 80s, still living in the Deep South. Featured musicians include Barbara Lynn, Henry Gray, and Jimmy Duck Holmes. Again, that's KBOO at the Clinton featuring I Am the Blues, Thursday, September 21st at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events. Yeah.